So impressed by this display of insight that he regarded instantly as supernatural knowledge of Nathanael, that all of the doubts and all of the skepticism vanished in an instant, and he makes this profound confession of faith. Rabbi, you're the Son of God. And he's ready to follow Jesus. Now, some of you may remember the great entertainer, Al Jolson. I once spoke about Al Jolson in Chicago, and I was getting all excited about Al Jolson, and afterwards people in the congregation came up to me and said, "Who's Al Jolson?" And I said, "I'm really getting old when people haven't heard of Al Jolson." Well, Al Jolson was a fantastic singer, entertainer, and his live performances were extraordinary. He was as animated as Sammy Davis Jr. was. And Jolson used to get out there and he would belt some of these songs out, and the people would go nuts. They would roar with their approval. And then he would come and he would slide across the stage and get up. And then his famous expression that he used over and over again was this. You've heard this expression. You maybe haven't attributed it to Al Jolson, but you've heard it. Jolson's famous line was this. You ain't seen nothing yet. And then he'd go on to the rest of his program and wow them and dazzle them even more. Well, it was like before Al Jolson was ever born. This is how I read this encounter, this face-to-face meeting between Nathanael and Jesus. Nathanael sees Jesus and hears Jesus talk to him about himself in ways that Nathanael can't figure out how Jesus could have known anything about him. And Jesus said, "You think that's something? You ain't seen nothing yet." Well, that's not exactly what Jesus said. Let's look at his exact words, but it's the same sentiment here. He said, Jesus answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Nathanael, you haven't seen anything yet. But here's what you will see. You will see the heavens themselves open. And you will see angels descending and ascending on the Son of Man. I feel certain that Nathanael had no earthly idea what Jesus was talking about. That was something he had to think about. I don't think he had to think very long before he got the reference, however.